That was masterful again, and just what we needed. Hard to win a four-game series, you know, especially in a stretch of 17 straight when you're trying to protect your bullpen and that type of thing. So that's a great series win. It's good to see Dom. You know, Dom with a huge three-run homer. But Sale was, I think, punched out 11. You know, got through six. We were obviously going to be a little short in the pen today. So him getting through six was a big deal. And I'll say this, the play that Ozzie made in the fifth was huge to end that inning. Because if that inning gets extended, there's a chance that Sale doesn't go out for the sixth. So that was a huge play by Ozzie. But just a great series win. We got guys, different guys contributing again. And it's a great series win.
The Sale's 2024 season was special. We were all like, oh, what a great comeback. And it just, to see what he's done for three straight years, how impressive is it just to see this story continue?
Yeah, it defies logic, you know, really. I mean, after all the time he missed in Boston, and then coming here and doing what he's done to rejuvenate an already great career at this point, you know, in his career, it is amazing. You know, and it shows by the fact that he won a comeback player of the year and a Cy Young in the same year. And he's continued that. This is very rare to see. But you know, I've talked about him glowingly all year, and I'll continue to do so. But he's the real deal, man.
I mean, he's that kind of guy. I mean, you know how good he is, but also just be able to his emotions. He might have got mad there in the second inning, but he was able to channel, I guess, in the right way.
He does, and you can see him when he starts rage pitching a little bit. but he reels it back in, and he doesn't let it affect him. He's a pro, man. He's just that's just a great competitor. You know, when he gets angry with himself like that, and it's always on himself. It's never, even when it's justified, you know, for him to blame anybody else. He never does it. He always puts it on himself, and then he gets back to work.
What was he like in the dugout, coming off the field after the second?
Yeah, he wasn't happy. But I mean, I don't ever have to worry about where his head's at. I mean, you know, he's gonna go out and compete, man, come hell or high water. So he does what he's gotta do. He might have a little snap, but then he's back up on the hill getting after it, you know, so he's special.
5-2 coming out of the All-Star break. It's got great good vibes in the clubhouse too, yeah.
Yeah, oh, we're playing well again. We're scoring runs. We're hitting homers. You know, we're doing the things that it takes to win games. The All-Star break was a nice little breather for us, it looks like. And we got a ways to go in this stretch of 17 straight. But we played well during those stretches. You know, obviously we opened the season with 13 in a row. We played well. You don't really sign up for that, but our guys have responded to some of the challenges in the schedule this year.
How has the mindset, you know, within the team, I guess, kind of evolved, or has it remained the same through the slump to end the year to you're at now? I know you've said it's always, it's just baseball and stuff like that. Just kind of with your take on how the team's feeling overall.
Yeah, no, I've said all along, it's a good group, man. I mean, of course, it's a lot more fun when you're winning games. I mean, there's no doubt about that, but I never saw our guys, you know, take their foot off the gas, even during June when everything was difficult for us. Guys still showed up the right way, still prepared the right way. That's all you can do. I mean, there's nothing else you can do. And then you go out and compete. Whatever happens, happens. But I don't ever have to worry about this group. It's they take care of themselves.
Do you expect Ronald to be active for the Baltimore series?
There's a chance. You know, he's playing again tonight. Again, we're just trying to rack up some at-bats for him so that the timing is there when he shows up. But yeah, there's certainly a chance we can see him in Baltimore.
He's playing tonight, so he'll have that travel day tomorrow. Likely not tomorrow then.
It's I wouldn't rule it out. I do think at some point in Baltimore, I guess there's a sliver of a chance tomorrow. Yeah, I you know, a lot of it depends. I've been saying this all along. A lot of it depends on, you know, how he performs. Really, I mean, he's got to feel right about his timing and all that stuff. So, I'm hoping he gets a couple of hits tonight and he feels good about it.
Just him sliding head first last night, stealing third, scoring from second. I mean, is that a good sign?
Yeah, no. Physically, he's good to go. He's good to go. This is all about him being ready to be impactful when he gets here, because, you know, we've seen it this year a few times where it was tough on Baldy when he came back, and I've always, you know, there's been numerous times I've talked about how difficult it is to jump on that carousel when it's going fast in the middle of the season when you've been away. So we're trying to make sure that when he gets to us, he's, you know, Ronald Acuña.
What have you seen from Kinley that's kind of, you know, had the struggles with keeping the ball in the ballpark?
Yeah, I think, you know, the slider's been his bread and butter. It's the slider that's not getting down. You know, the slider that's staying up. They're not missing it. You know, he threw a really good curveball for a punch out, I believe, that for the first out that inning. Curveball's a good pitch, but his slider's been his bread and butter. Yeah, and it's crazy. I mean, the one that he doesn't get down, they're not missing. You know, sometimes you get away with mistakes, sometimes you don't. And yeah, he just hasn't gotten away with the one that has stayed up a little bit.
Yeah. Murph's going to start his rehab tomorrow.
Yes.
Just kind of looking forward to – he'll take his time, though.
Yeah.
He'll take some time.
That's another one, you know. And Murph's dealt with this a few times here with us. He's missed some time, and so he knows the drill. And he's very, very much aware of the fact that he needs to feel good before he comes back here. He needs to get a certain number of bats. So yeah, he's on board with all that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll open up.